Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong. Praise God, and we are word and prayer in the eyes of a lay person. I am so glad to be with you on this sunny day of October. Praise God, and this is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hello, everyone, once again. I'm so happy to be with you today on this beautiful, lovely day of October. We will be coming to you today from the 11th chapter of St. John, talking about the raising of Lazarus. Our assistant pastor preached on this two Sundays ago, I think it was, and I was just led to talk about this again today. We have to believe in what God says, and we have to have faith in the Lord. And regardless of what's coming our way, we still have to believe in what the Word of God says and have faith in Jesus. Praise God. Regardless of what's going on in our bodies and what we see or what we hear, we have to have faith in what God tells us in the Word. So we're going to be coming to you today with starting at the 11th chapter of St. John, the rising of Lazarus. It says, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Because Jesus was a friend of Lazarus and Mary and Martha, and at that time he stayed with Mary and Martha. And at this time Lazarus was sick. When Jesus heard that he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Therefore, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was." Okay, now they had sent word to Jesus about Lazarus. Then after that, said he to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said unto him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not. But because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, Go out, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And he spake of his death, because Jesus knew everything. Said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. However, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Okay, so now Jesus knew that Lazarus had died. But for their sake, you know, he said, for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there. Because he knew what he was going to do. Praise God. So, you know, God allows things to come our way, not to hurt us, but to help us. And he knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead so that God may be glorified. It's like through our sickness sometimes. Sometimes it may linger a long time. But Jesus knows, God knows exactly what he is going to do. He don't always come when we want him, but he is always on time. Things happen to us for our good, and we may want God to come right now, but he has a set time to come and heal our body. And just like he says, by his stripes, we are healed. Even though we may have the pain, but he said, by his stripes, we're healed. We're going to have to believe God, and even though we feel the pain, we have to still believe that we're healed. And not what God said, oh, I'm still hurting on you. We have to, by faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we have to not look at the pain or look at what we see, but we have to believe God and take his word for what the word of God says. Just like in Psalms 103, I think it says, he forgiveth all our iniquities and he healeth all our diseases. I take the word of the Lord. Even though I'm still feeling the pain, I'm believing what the word of God says. And even though we take in medicine, God heals through the medicine. So we can't just take, oh, I'm still feeling the pain, so I'm not here. Uh-uh. We have to believe what the word of God says. So I choose to believe what God's word says. He said, by my stripes you're healed. And that's what I'm standing on, is the word of God. Well, faith comes, the word of God says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we have to learn to believe what God's word says, not by what we see and what we feel. We have to believe what his word says. And that's what I choose to believe. So there they going to Judea. And so as they going and they get there, Martha finds out that Jesus has come. And she goes to where Jesus is. And she goes and she says, Martha, as soon as she hears that Jesus has come, she goes and she says, Martha said unto the Lord, if I had been here, my brother had not died. And she's got an attitude about it. But I know that even now, whether thou would ask of God, he would do it. But listen what Jesus says unto her. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall live again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall live again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. But listen, we're going to stop right here a minute, and we're going to have prayer. Father, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for blessing us to be able to come on the air today. We thank you for those that are hearing and listening to the program. We ask you, God, to word our mouth that we may be able to say and encourage someone that's on today. We may be able to say someone that will grab a hold of faith and believe what the word of God says. If someone's on here that's hurting in their body, help them to believe what the word of God says, because the word of God is life. It's still life, and we have to believe what the word of God says. Oh, God, we don't go by sight or what we feel. But we have to go along with what God's word says because the word of God is life. Praise God. And we thank you for your word today because we know that you are the resurrection and the life. And whatever you say is true. And we thank you for this opportunity to come on the broadcast and share the word with someone. Oh, God, bless each one that may be on the broadcast. We ask you to bless them in a special way. Oh, God, and let us be a hearer. Let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to everyone, even to me, God, that we might be a light to somebody. We ask in Jesus' name, we pray, amen. So Jesus is telling Martha that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? He said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. So Mary comes, and when Mary comes, she's got a different attitude. She falls at his feet. Mary was a praiser. She falls at Jesus' feet, and she says the same thing, but she has a humble spirit. She said, Lord, if I had been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus groaned, and Jesus wept when he saw Mary. And it says here, Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping with which came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loveth him. And they came unto the place where they had laid him. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And listen, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, now Martha had something else to say. She said, now he had been in the grave 7 days, but now he stinketh. But Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God. Then they took away the stones from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that God has sent me. Saints, we have to live the life. We have to live so we know every time we pray, God hears us. We cannot live any kind of way and think he hears us when we pray. We have to live a dedicated life so we know when we pray and call on the name of Jesus that he hears our prayer. We cannot just live right on Sunday, and when we leave the church, live whatever we in any kind of way. We have to live a dedicated life every second, every minute, every hour. To live a dedicated life in our home, wherever we go, we have to live a dedicated life. That when we call on the name of Jesus, he hears us. We don't know what's going to come our way that we have to get in touch with God immediately. Praise God. We don't know when people are going to call on us and say, sister, I need you to pray now. And we need to be able to call on the Lord all at once because people's in need and they need prayer.
But if we haven't lived close to God, we can't get in touch with the Lord. We can't sit at home and look at mess on TV and think we can get in touch with God. We can't sit around and joke or be in company with people and they talking any kind of way and joking and telling lies and we laughing at it and carrying on. We have to live a dedicated life to God that we can get in touch with him. Praise God. Because he's everywhere. He sees everything that we're doing. But if we're not living dedicated to God, we cannot get in touch with him when we need to. We have to live according to his will. We have to spend time with God. If you can't get on your knees and you have to sit in a chair, we still can pray. Some people can't, just like me, I've had knee surgery. I have to sit up in a chair and pray or lay in the bed. That don't mean nothing if you can't get on your knees. As long as your heart is right with God, you can pray anywhere. But our heart has to be right with God so we can pray and get in touch with God. Because he's everywhere. When I went over to Seattle when my son graduated and all and stuff, you have to be able to get in touch with God. If you're up in the air in a plane, you have to be able to pray and get in touch with God. It doesn't matter where you live in the life, you can get in touch with God. Just like those people over there in where they're going through over there in Israel. Wherever, we need to pray for them people. They suffering, where they bombing and all that. We need to be able to get in touch with God over here. Prayer reaches way over there. Those people are suffering. Praise God. We need to be praying for those people. Praise God. Because they're God's people, we need to be praying. But if we don't live in nothing, we can't get no prayer food. Praise God. Jesus, God tells us to pray for one another. But if we're not living nothing, we can't get no prayer through. But Jesus prayed, and listen to what he said. He said, I know always that you hear me always, but for the people's sake, praise God. And listen what he says. He said, I know that thou hearest me always, but because of the people, which stand by, I say it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him. And let him go. Lazarus heard that. He was dead. But he heard the voice of Jesus. And he came forth. That's just like us. If Jesus calls us in before the rapture, when he cracks the sky, come my people. We coming up out of those graves. We coming out of the graves. Because the word of God to the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And then the ones that are alive, they come. They going to come. But see, if we don't die, if we don't fall asleep in Jesus Christ, when he calls his people, if we didn't fall asleep in Jesus, we're not getting up. But the dead in Christ is coming up out of them graves. And then the ones that we're still walking around here, then they going to go up. But the one that didn't die in the Lord, they're going to be still laying there. So, saints, we that are alive, we're going to rise and go back with the Lord. So we're going to have to live this thing. Many is saying they saved the day, but they mouth service. They calling it with their mouth, but their heart is far from the Lord. We have to be sure and very sure that our anchor is gripped in a solid rock. Jesus knows those that are his. They may be fooling people here today. You can go be going to church. I know we live over here in Lenore, on New Way Circle. And we go to church over in Doolittown, and where the old mall is, they done made a church over there, and that part of the mall is full of corn. But how many there is really knowing the Lord? You pass white churches, it's so packed, some of them. But how many of them know the Lord? Black churches as well. How many of them know Jesus? But if they haven't been bought with a price, when Jesus calls them, how many going to rise up? If they haven't been covered with the blood, they're not going back with Jesus. We have to be covered with the blood. Praise God. A lot of them is paying their tithes. A lot of them is religious. But a lot of them don't know Jesus. They got a form, but denying the power. And the only way you're going to be able to go back with the Lord, you have to know him and have the blood of Jesus applied to your heart. If you don't know him, if you haven't been born of the blood and of the water, you don't know Jesus Christ. You have to be born of the blood, like he told Nicodemus. You must be born again. If you haven't been bought with the price and the blood have not been applied to your heart, you don't know Jesus Christ. But Allah is religious. They pay their tithes. They go to church every Sunday, but they don't know who Jesus is. And it's a shame. But, honey, you have to be bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. If the blood has not been applied to your heart, you're not one of his. Praise the Lord. Now, the mics is open. If someone has something to say, you can be free to say it now. Because let me read the rest of this. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. And you know, even though Lazarus come forth, some of them still ran and told about it. Everybody didn't believe. Everybody's not going to believe. But some's going to believe. Everybody's not going to be saved, but some's going to be saved. Jesus going to have his number. But saints, this is our time now. This is the Gentiles' time now. The Jews are still blind. They didn't believe, and God blinded their eyes. When Paul told them about Jesus Christ, they didn't believe, so they turned to the Gentiles. This is the Gentiles' time now. This is our time. But when the last Gentiles saved, the Jews is going to accept Jesus Christ. But now, during the tribulation time, when Jesus cracks the sky and he takes his people home, now, if you don't get it now, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late for you that are alive now. So if you don't get it now, it's going to be too late. But it's our time now, because once Jesus takes the church up, you that is left behind, you lost. But those that's going to be born during that time, that's their time now. They can be saved. But you Gentiles that's left behind, you can't be saved because it's your time now. Okay, the mics are open. If you got something to say, you can say it now. Praise our God.
Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my sister. Praise the Lord.
Glory
praise God.
Lord.
We love you today. God, praise our God. We're glad to hear you today, sis.
Honey, I'm so glad to be with you, God. I'm so enthusiastic.
Yes.
I'm so happy. I'm so profound with my love, my trust, my benefits, my adoration. My
yes.
Profession, I'm so amazed. I love you guys. It is so wonderful to hear your voice to talk about
yes.
One of my favorite subjects, because just to know the divinity within the sanctification that my Jesus did for Lazarus. Lazarus
Praise
was
God.
There, but Jesus, he spoke with a profound voice, Lazarus. Come
yes.
forth. He didn't say Lazarus.
Yes.
He said Lazarus.
Yeah.
So
yes.
he's so fulfilling because he had to get that Lazarus. That's not the Lazarus. He had to get that Lazarus and no other. So
that's
he had
right.
to speak according to his purpose, where he was and who was with. And he did it just to prove a point. He tried to prove that no matter what, my Lord could do whatever he needs to do to help his people.
Mm.
At the point,
yes.
we got to know, it is still today, he will do whatever he has to do to prove his point that he is always
That's
right with us, no matter what,
yes.
no matter where.
Yes. Yes. Praise
it
God.
It gives me great pleasure to affirm the fact that my Lord is always with us and to know that no matter what happens, what goes on, He is with us no matter what. The only way
yes,
he's not
he
with us is if we reject him. We have to reject
That's
him and tell him we don't want him. But he's right here.
Right.
He's always right here. There's no not there. It's right here. Because we see,
mm-hmm.
we have to speak a personal time. When we're doing our salvation and when we're doing our saved life, it's personal. We're doing our saved life with my Lord. We can't backfire,
yes.
we can't fight, we can't cheat, we can't steal, we can't lie, we can't kill, we can't murder, we can't commit adultery. We have to work, we have to be straight. We have to stay in the straight and narrow. We have to be principled, we have to be true, we have to be honest, we have to
be. We have to be. We have to be. We do. We have to be honest.
Uh-huh.
That's truthful. We have to be. Praise God, praise God. That is the truth. Because he's truthful. He's truthful, and that's
oh, yeah.
we just have to be just like him. We have to be just like him. Praise our God. That's like I had a lady was testifying about her life, and she was talking about she was saved. And if you're saved, you're going to do the right thing. It don't matter where
uh-huh.
you're at. You're going to do the right thing because you're saved. And that's the difference
Amen.
Between a sinner and being a Christian. You're going to do the right thing. That's the difference. Praise God
it
by being
different.
Saved. And I'm so glad that I'm saved today. I thank
Amen.
God for giving his, Jesus giving his life for me. Praise God.
Amen.
Because if you that's the thing. If when you're saved, you're not going to do the same thing that you did when you wasn't saved. And that's the difference between being saved and unsaved. And nowadays,
mm-hmm.
people that say they're saved, and then you see them and they're doing the same thing. What
uh-huh.
did God save you from? What did he save you from if you're still doing the same thing? You know, so,
uh-huh.
oh, Lord, have mercy. So we just have to, we have to be a witness. We have to be a witness to people, you know.
Oh,
and
yes,
I tell you,
is.
God is a good God. God's a good God. He's a merciful God. But since he's
okay.
also a God of wrath, he's a God of
uh-huh.
wrath. And I just want to serve him. And love him and let him know I love him. Because I love the Lord and I want to do his will. I want to do his will. And I want
oh, yeah.
to let people know that I serve God. I serve him wherever I go. I want my light to shine. And I want to live
oh, yeah.
so I can get a prayer through. You can't live any kind of way and get a prayer through. Lord,
yes,
have mercy. Lord, have mercy. He's a good God. He's a good God.
Oh, yes, he is. And I'm
thank you. I have blessed I thank him for how he has blessed you and brought you out.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he has.
But I'm going to tell you.
I thank him. He is a good God.
Honey, he is amazing. He is so phenomenal.
He is.
But I'm going to tell you just one thing. The churches are failing tremendously. They're letting any and everything in the church. They're not abided by the church government. They're not abided by the Bible. They're not abided by the rules and regulations that they should. They know the Lord. They preach his word, but they're still flashing. They want members. They want money. They don't want to abide by what is right or what is holy. They want to do whatever they want to do and live the way they want to live because they think it's easier. And they still think, I mean, people think they're going to go to heaven. I'm a bishop. I'm an archbishop. I am an elder. I am a minister. They think they can lie, cheat, and steal. They can fast-search the Bible and not obey the Bible. That they turn the Bible and that's other things. All these Bibles are, I cannot say the fact that people are gravitating to these man-made Bibles and man's inflation of the word, not my Lord's inflation, but man's inflation. They're doing that and they're letting in and everything in the church. I seen on YouTube last year, it was on YouTube. Their church here in Winston, rhythm and blues music.
Oh, Lord.
And there was all happy jumping around inside the sanctuary.
God ain't pleased. He's not pleased. No, he's not pleased.
No, he's not pleased.
No, God's word doesn't
answer nobody. And I wouldn't be surprised.
God's
I would
word
not be surprised if a whole lot of people didn't get caught up for this stupidity.
Lord, have mercy. Yeah, God's word don't change for anybody. No.
Uh-huh.
And he sees it. He sees it all. He sees it, and he's going to judge. He's going to judge it all. Lord, have mercy. Ask why we that know the truth going to stand on the truth. You don't back down, and you know. God's word's going to stand regardless of who goes the other way. God's word going to stand. He said he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And we that know the truth, we have to stand on the truth. It don't change for nobody. You can't change for money. You can't change. It ain't about the crowd. You don't change for the crowds, No. Lord have mercy. He says, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And you don't change because people's coming in with money. You're supposed to still tell the truth. You're supposed to still hold up the standard. Of Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
But people are everybody, they're fast-skirting. They are just taking, do whatever they can to get more people in the churches.
Lord,
and that's atrocious because they're not getting, it's different if they were trying to get people saved. But they don't even speak to the truth. They're not talking about sin. They're not talking about degradation. They're not talking about all heaven and hell. They're not talking about all these things that's going on in the world. They preach against it. They're just saying, pay your tithes, pay your offerings. You're going to be blessed.
Lord, have mercy.
You're going to heaven anyway.
Yeah, that's sad. But you know what? God sees every bit of it. He sees it all. I listen to a full gospel. That man preaches heaven. He said, what is it? He said, holiness is right. It's still right. Holiness is still right. And he preaches the truth. He preaches the truth. If they like it or not, he stands on the truth, and he preaches the truth. Because if nobody
goes like
it,
we
have to preach the truth. Holiness is still right. Now, it's still right. Regardless if you like it or not, holiness is still right. And that's the only way you're going to get to heaven is doing what God's word say. Now, holiness is right. Lord, have mercy. Goodness gracious. But people are doing anything now. Lord Jesus. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming. He's coming back just like you said he would. Regardless of what people's doing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. But he says it be a falling away. The word says it be a falling away. What love is a pleasure more than love is a God? And it is. They want to preach about, they preach about, what is it they're preaching about now? Prosperity and all this stuff. You can't take nothing with you. You cannot take nothing with you. They need to be preaching about your soul. That's what's going to count. You can't take nothing else with you. But they don't preach about sin anymore. You need to tell people how to get saved. You have to get rid of sin. Lord,
they're trying to say that everything is okay now, that my Jesus took it out to the cross, and so everything's okay. But thank you, baby, they're hurting themselves because they sin and they love that their teacher is going to hell.
I tell you, but you know what? A lot of these preachers now, everybody preaching ain't right anyway. But I tell you what, these preachers ain't telling the truth and telling people the truth. God's going to get them. He's going to get them because that blood's going to be on their hands now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. But holiness is still right, and I'm thankful that I'm in a church that preaches the truth. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Bishop Lord, have mercy. I tell you the truth. And where I was at Bishop Crone and Bishop Hester and all them, they preach the truth. Bishop R.C. Bryant, they preach the truth. They still, Lord, I tell you the truth. If people, Lord. Well, I'll tell you, it's a shame.
It really is. And just to know that some of these churches, these people have been learning this truth of policy of the Holy Spirit and the preaching and stars, and they just turn their backs because they want more members.
Yes, want members. They'll get the money. And you know, sis, the word of God said, all heathens have robbed me. He don't just mean Christians paying their tithes. Sinners will pay tithes. Everybody. But paying tithes and offering ain't going to get you to heaven. You have to be born again. That's what they supposed to be preaching. You have to be born again. I don't care if you pay $1 million every Sunday. If you haven't been born again, you're not going to heaven. And that's what they're supposed to be preaching. You have to live above sin. You have to be born again. And I don't care how much they take your money. If you haven't been born again, you're not going into the kingdom. And if the preachers ain't preaching salvation, they're going to be lost too. That's all it is to it.
Exactly.
If they ain't preaching salvation that you have to be free from sin, they go, Lord, have mercy.
I've been looking at some things on YouTube and on Facebook. It's atrocious to see all this craziness these preachers tell them. You know, prosperity is yours. You have prosperity. You need to pay your tithes, your offering, and you have prosperity. You're going to have a new car. You're going to have a new house. You're going to be living in luxury. I'm like, okay, what are you going to tell them that other things, the drinking, the smoking, the drugs, the estimated sex, the adultery, the home monkey? What are you going to tell them all that stuff is seen? The lying, the cheating, the stealing? What are you going to tell them? Murder? What are you going to tell them? Because now everything is open.
Lord, have mercy. And all you have to do is, and if they're just telling you, you have to be born again. If you're born again, you ain't going to get and do none of that. You have to be born to the spirit like it's on your
family.
That's right. He won't even, you won't even desire to do those things once you get saved from sin and get converted. Be saved from sin, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be free from all that because you don't desire none of that stuff. Because you are the spirit, not of the flesh. That's what he told Nicodemus. You have to be born to the spirit of the flesh. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? Do I go into my mother's womb and be born again? He didn't understand. But he said, you have to be born to the spirit and of the water. And they not telling the people about being born again. But God's going to get those preachers that are preaching the truth. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. So that's what he told Nicodemus. That's what he told Nicodemus in Matthew 3. He told that to Nicodemus, that you must be born again. And he didn't understand it. And he was, that's what he told Nicodemus. So Nicodemus come to him by night. He wanted to know. He wanted to know. And Jesus told him, said, you must be born again. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
Praise our God. Lord, have mercy. I tell you the truth.
This world has got so tied up in money. And then
it's tied up in money. In money. But money's not going to get you there. Money ain't going to get you there. It ain't going to get you there.
No.
Lord, have mercy.
No, I read an article probably 10 or 12 years ago where Michael Jackson was telling them that he paid $10 million for his stage in heaven. And did you help me with this? He paid $10 million for his tour church for his place in heaven.
Lord, have mercy.
I mean, honestly, are you that stupid?
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, Jesus, Lord. Jesus. You can't value yourself. Lord, have mercy.
The church
and
dollar signs, and that's all
they were doing. Come on in. Lord, have mercy. Jesus. I was trying to find that scripture where Jesus said, I think it's the 10th chapter of John. Let's see what it is. Nicodemus. I think it is. But see, he's going to get those preachers. He's going to get them because they ain't telling him the truth. They're not telling the truth.
Exactly.
He gonna get them, and that's a shame. That's a shame that they not telling the right, the truth about how to get to heaven. Cause it ain't by money. It ain't by money. Lord, have mercy.
It's not by. It's not by going to the side of the street, hollering and screaming.
Oh, Lord,
it's about going to people individually. You got to be saved. You got to turn your life over to my Lord, and you'll be able to get to heaven.
Yes, Lord, have mercy.
Paying your tithes is fine, but your soul is more important than paying your tithes. And that's the thing that people are missing out on. They're missing out on the fact that let's pay your tithes, let's pay your offers, let's do this, let's do that. We have this community thing coming up. Pay your money, people. Yeah, they can be new things. But they're not telling them, so you went out here to the club, partying and drinking? Can I tell you, you're going to see what these different people? Can I tell you your homosexuality, your homology? Can I tell you another? Can I tell you, yes, pay your money and do this for this person and do that for this, and you go to heaven.
Oh, sweet.
Because
oh,
my
Lord,
Jesus
Amber.
Paid it all on the cross.
He paid it on the cross. Yes, he did. He paid it on the cross. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That's the way, that's the only way you're going to get there, through Jesus Christ. Only way you're going to get there is through Jesus. Got to come through him. It's through Jesus. Lord, 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 Lord. Okay, it's the third chapter. Nicodemus. Third chapter. Praise God. But I tell you, God, Jesus said it. We have to go to come through Jesus. We have to come through him.
We sure do.
Praise God.
We have to come through Jesus. It doesn't make any sense for people trying to do each and everything, trying to skirt over the Bible. And like I said before, all these Bibles that people are creating, simple Bibles, they think it should be. I mean, honestly, the Bible speaks of changing the Bible. It tells you you cannot change the Bible.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So we have to go to what the Word says. Can't go any other way. We're the same as Ethan and Robert. The only way you're going to get through is through Jesus Christ. So Jesus told Nicodemus, except you be born of the water and of the Spirit, you can't enter to the kingdom of heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if these preachers don't tell it right, the blood's going to be on their hands. Praise our God.
Amen.
Well, sis, we thank you so much for joining us today. We thank God for his word. His word is true. And we just love the Lord, and we hope we say something to help someone else on the line. But if you would, we're going to have you to close us.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
My dear precious, my Lord, I come to you, from the Son of God, seeking you again in praise, worship, and in thanks. Thank you for how you let us gather today. You let us be together. You give us a good topic.
Please.
You give us good insight. Thank you because you are so worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Thank you for each and every person that tuned in, either by phone, computer, or radio. Help each and every one. I want to be trouble and touch each and every one. Special request, my Lord, special request. I want you to honor each and every person according to your perfect will and your perfect way. I thank you to do whatever you want me to do. I am yours, my Lord. I plead your blood over my life because I got to be whatever you want me to be. I stretch my arms to you. I stretch my heart to you. I give you my everything because you are my everything. I love you. I honor you. I praise you. I worship you in spirit and in truth. And again, my Lord, touch each and every person listening on this podcast. Touch them, help them, comfort them, soothe them, correct them.
Help
them. I need you to do it all. I ask you in the mighty, glorious, precious name of your mighty, glorious, precious Son, my Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. And amen. Praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we say shalom, my sister.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Love you.